Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu greets citizens on eve of Independence Day. Over 1,000 police personnel, including two from Nagaland, awarded police medals. India observes 6 years of the Jal Jeevan mission today. And Kohima Press Club visits State Mental Health Hospital as part of year-long Silver Jubilee celebration. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has extended heartfelt greetings to the citizens on the 79th Independence Day. In her address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day, Ms. Murmu paid tribute to the freedom fighters whose sacrifices led to independence and India becoming a proud democracy. Remembering the pain of partition observed today, she honored those who suffered during the division. Ms. Murmu emphasized the values enshrined in the Constitution and said human dignity lies at the heart of these principles.
Justice, liberty, equality and fraternity. These are our civilizational principles that we rediscovered during the freedom struggle. At the heart of them all, I believe, is the notion of human dignity.
Ms. Murmu noted the progress made by the country since independence, including in economic growth, welfare reforms, and developments across various sectors. She lauded schemes like Ayushman Bharat and Jal Jeevan Mission and highlighted India's leadership in digital payments and artificial intelligence.
All-round economic growth complemented by social sector initiatives has placed India well on the path of becoming a developed economy by 2047.
The president acknowledged Operation Sindoor, hailing India's decisive response against terrorism and the strength of indigenous defense capabilities. She also addressed environmental concerns and urged citizens to adopt sustainable habits to tackle climate change. President Murmu called upon all citizens to work collectively to achieve a developed, self-reliant India by 2047. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path to progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated on the occasion. In Nagaland, the state-level celebration of the Independence Day will be held at the Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. We have a report.
Chief Minister Nipuryo will hoist the national flag and take Rashtriya salute from 18 parade contingents. He will also commission waste collection and transportation vehicles to 20 urban local bodies under Swachh Bharat Coach and virtually launch biofertilizer production units. The celebrations tomorrow will be marked by presentation of awards, cultural presentation and other entertainments. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
A total of 1,090 personnel of police, fire, home guard, civil defense and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Independence Day. From Nagaland, former Commissioner of Police Kevi Thuto Sofie and Commandant Aboli Mehta will receive medals for their meritorious service. India is observing 6 years of the Jal Jeevan mission today, a flagship initiative that has transformed millions of lives by ensuring access to safe and adequate drinking water through household tap connections. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Jal Jeevan mission has ensured better healthcare, especially for the Nari Shakti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a scheme that focuses on dignity and transforming lives. Nagaland Public Health Engineering Department, PHED, also marked the anniversary of Jal Jeevan Mission for its impact on rural lives. PHED Minister Jacob Jumomi, in a post on X, said the mission has uplifted citizens' welfare, ensured dignity and boosted ease of living. Mr. Jumomi said with over 15 crore rural household beneficiaries, Jal Jeevan Mission is a silent revolution powering the national vision of Viksit Bharat. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. As part of its year-long Silver Jubilee celebration, the Kohima Press Club, KPC Today, carried out an Independence Day visitation to the State Mental Health Hospital in Kohima. Led by KPC General Secretary Rita Crocha, a total of 11 members participated in the visitation and interacted with the Senior Medical Officer, SMO, and staff. The KPC members were briefed on the hospital's functioning, ongoing activities, and the challenges faced by the institution. During the interaction, Ms. Crocha described the visit as very special.
This year, our visitation is also very special because all the activities that we are doing this year is part of the year-long celebration of the 25th anniversary of Kohima Press Club, which is going to be held in January next year.
SMO at the State Mental Health Institute, Dr. Nuvoto Kesho, highlighted the activities and progress of the hospital, stating that despite facing numerous challenges, the institution has made significant contributions.
In spite of many challenges, we have made some positive contributions like telemanasev, online service, catering on counseling 24/7, and we also have received a modified ECG donated by the trusted professor in the house, and we have also new dining hall, library, a conference hall, canteen. All this development we have created to give a better environment for our staff and the patients.
Dr. Kesho said media support is essential in raising mental health awareness, breaking stigma, and promoting public acceptance. He appealed for continued media support in their journey of care and community participation. Clinical psychologist with Telemanas, Suyimtan Lajamir, stated that the Telemanas offers 24/7 services where individuals can call the Telemanas helpline number 14416 to speak to trained counselors and receive professional mental health support. She added that by the end of the year, the hospital hopes to introduce video consultations. At present, the hospital has 6 patients undergoing treatment. It is also facilitating internships for students of psychology, social work, counseling, and nursing for their clinical posting. Further, it is collaborating with the Manipur government and is expected to receive nursing students from an institution in Senapati for clinical training placements. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. The day commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to those who lost their lives in the horror of the partition. He said this day reminds of the upheaval and pain endured by countless people during that tragic chapter of our history. Naglan also joined the rest of the nation in observing the Partition Horrors Remembrance Day with several events across the state. In Dimapur, BJP organized a program under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign to mark the occasion. Addressing the gathering, former MLA Kekahos Asumi reflected on the 1947 partition and underlined that the observance was not political but intended to ensure that such tragedies are not repeated.
The gathering today is not political. The main agenda is to see that Iniga situation around Mahipola again. Such horrors of partition should not take place in future.
Highlighting Naglan's legacy of communal harmony, Mr. Asumi said the state has often been referred to as a mini India. Naglan University also observed the day with a symposium featuring academic discussions on the historical, economic, social, and cultural impacts of the partition. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu greets citizens on eve of Independence Day. Over 1,000 police personnel, including 2 from Naglan, awarded police medals. India observes 6 years of the Jal Jeevan mission today. And Kohima Press Club visits State Mental Health Hospital as part of year-long Silver Jubilee celebration. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.